Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Mordechai Kedar, he's an Israeli scholar of Arab culture and a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University, and he joins me right now. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that you were on the line. Dr. Kedar, what is the difference between Hezbollah and the Lebanese army? How are they
big
different?
Difference.
Okay.
Hezbollah is a well-known terror organization sponsored and armed and trained by Iran, while the Lebanese army is the state army, armed and trained by mostly France, a little bit United States, and maybe Britain as well, or like any other official army. And there's a big difference because the Hezbollah are a gang of terrorists, while the army is supposed to be a regular army.
I don't understand that. How can there be two armies in one country?
Well, in the Middle East, there are all kinds of odd things. And there is another strange thing that Hezbollah is not only a terror organization, it also has representation in the parliament. So have you ever seen a party in the parliament which owns missiles and drones and all kinds of other weapons and actually decides by itself to start wars against other countries without a decision and without the consent of the state? And this is one of the peculiar things of the Middle East in general, and Lebanon in particular.
But how does that happen? I mean, I'm trying to think, in South Africa, if we had to have a separate army to the South African National Defense Force, that would be an illegal militia. They wouldn't be legal here. And they definitely wouldn't sit in Parliament.
One of the definitions of statehood is the monopoly on using power. Only a state can use a power, whether by the police or by the army. Nobody else is allowed to maintain power and to act with power against whoever.
Yes.
Only the state. However, when it comes to the Middle East, you can see that there are states, yet in addition to the power which the state is using, there are other organizations within the state who also use violence, use power, in order to coerce other people to do what they think that you should do. How does it happen? Here, welcome to the Middle East.
When did this happen? That you have the Lebanese army and you have Hezbollah. When did that happen?
No, it started gradually in more or less 1980.
Okay.
1 year after the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Under the slogan of exporting the revolution, they started to send trainers and weapons and ammunition to Shi'i communities like in Lebanon, in Iraq. They tried to do it also to Saudi Arabia, but the Saudis kicked them out immediately. But since Lebanon was not a dictatorship, it was like some kind of republic or democracy or whatever. So it was a soft country, soft state with soft security organizations. And they didn't realize that Iran actually is sending weapons and all kinds of other things or equipment in order to arm and reinforce the Shi'i community in Lebanon. And when they realized, it was too late.
These are like sleep, you know, we talk about sleeper cells when it comes to espionage. We talk about sleeper cells. This is like a sleeper cell army, you know, Iran's proxy armies around. That's how I'm understanding what you've explained. Dr. Mordechai Kedar.
Nobody here talks about sleeping cells. Sleeping cells are in countries where the security organizations are powerful.
Yes.
In Lebanon, the Hezbollah, at least until the war, was much more powerful than compared to the army.
Yes. Dr. Kader,
this is another.
I'm so sorry, but that is where we have to leave it. I mean, absolutely brilliant. I'm going to ask if we can do a longer interview, just about understanding the culture, the layout. I mean, it's just so alien to what we understand here in the West. Thank you so much for your time. That is Dr. Mordechai Kedar, Israeli scholar of Arab culture and a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University.